Right. Ah, there it is. Right, we're hoping for good things this week. We're hoping that we won't have any sort of technical difficulties, like the camera falling down.
No, none of that old nonsense.
None of that shenanigans.
We're not even going to mention the words D-R-R.
No.
Although,
it is on next week, you know.
Tuesday.
I saw your ad on the telly.
Did you? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I saw you flossing.
Flossing?
Yeah, you were with some lad in his garden, and you were dancing.
Oh, I thought you meant with me teeth. I was there. I've never cleaned me teeth.
I've never cleaned my teeth.
I saw
you doing that floss dance thing.
We were testing out his decking. He did a lot of decking, so we had to give it the slip test.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Did you just think you were drying your arse with a towel?
That's what you do. That's how you dance. I dance like a 40 or 4-year-old man should. Feet nailed to the ground and everything shimmying above them.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're watching this on
Facebook, right, check this out. This is PJ's favourite dance. He does this regularly in studio. Do your sort of airplane dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's free.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide, was that ever a dance ever
what
for
are you
anybody?
Talking about,
or did you just invent that?
I did not.
It's a weird thing. He puts his arms out and the top part of his body sort of moves his shoulders. I tell you, you're making me self-conscious now. You catch on.
They say dance like nobody's watching. And as soon as you do, some fucker says you shouldn't dance like that. You look thick. It's terrible, so it is.
Oh, I was merely admiring your innovation.
Oh, come here. I had one of those amazing moments of life yesterday. You know those moments of life where you suddenly realize, sometimes you feel like you should be dead. Sometimes you wish you were. Sometimes you just feel like you're going nowhere in your life. And then every so often, a little gem is given to you. I opened up the boot of the car yesterday. I was doing my shopping. I couldn't fit the fucking shop. I had to do the big shop. You know what I have? I don't normally do that. And I was getting all like chemicals to clean shit, you know what I mean? It was all one of them.
Your teeth and all.
Yeah, because you know what I mean? We all know I don't floss. I just realised my fly was down there. I had some fire logs there left from the winter and all.
Right.
So I grabbed the fire logs and I was there. Fuck, I rammed them into the back. I found a fucking Easter egg.
Brilliant.
I saw your tweet
about it.
Oh, yes, of course. I was that excited I had to tell the world. Found a fucking Quality Street Easter egg. And I was there, savage.
I mean, how big is your boot that you'd lose, that you wouldn't like open the boot and see, geez, there's an Easter egg?
You've no idea how much shit is in this boot.
What, do you live out of your boot or something?
Well, no, I live in an apartment. I've nowhere to keep shit, so I just leave it in the boot of the car.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
going out to change your clothes. I'll be back in a second. I'm just going out to
change me strides.
Just going out to get a pair of socks.
Yeah, there's a coffee table down in the car there. You might bring it in for us. So I was looking at, you know, look, my car is a very messy thing, right?
Right.
It is. I need to clean out the boot. I know I do. It's a fucking disaster and all of that. But like, I can't keep all the shit in the house. It's just too much of it. And then I remember giving someone a lift to Cork, actually, one of the women off in the production, right? And she went to put a bag in the boot of the car, and I forgot how full it was. So opened it, there was no room for a bag.
And then she goes,
because the rest of the car I keep it pretty clean.
Yeah,
she's there.
She goes,
that's a symbol of your mental health now.
A messy boot.
Yeah, like everything looking like it's all normal and great, putting on the good foot, and then a load of shite hidden in the back. That's what she said to me.
Wait a second, that's everybody's house right there. That's what you do. You take the stuff that would be cluttering up, and when somebody's coming around, you stuff it all in where they can't see it.
Yeah, which in my case is the car.
Yeah, that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, my grand.
That's normal life.
My grand, fair enough, I do drive it all around the country constantly. You know what I mean?
You have some of the best travelled furniture ever.
I'm one of those people, like, I'm the only person you know that they could say to me at any time, oh, actually, now there you go, your microphone's in there somewhere. I have to bring that in for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
You
get me with that.
That's in there. You want it? You want it back, don't you? I'll get it for you.
Of course, I fucking want the back. It's my microphone. So you're one of these people, are you, Jim, that lends people things and expects to get them back? What sort of a fucking agent are you?
Yeah, exactly. What kind of a fucking agent are you? We all know that's not how it works in Ireland. In Ireland,
I can't believe this means... Do you want the back, like?
Yeah, do you want the back?
Yeah, of course I want it. Otherwise, I would have just given it to you as a present.
You fucking did. That's what a loan is in Ireland. That's what it fucking is. That's how Ireland works. Everybody knows in Ireland when you go, it could be on. Hey, is that any good, that book or a DVD? You know, see that book there?
Yeah.
Or the DVD. Hey, can I take a loan of that and watch it? Everybody knows what you mean is, oh, that's mine now. Everybody knows that.
Brilliant.
You worked for it. Yeah, you put the time in. You worked. You put in the hours. You went to the shop. You chose it. You bought it. You took it home. You put it on your shelf. We all know in Ireland, the shortcut to that is, can I have a loan of that? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And it's only weirdos like you that go, can I have me microphone back? Because I wouldn't mind using it. I want to talk into it or whatever it is.
So you're one of those people. You'd go next door to you and you'd go, come here, can I borrow your lawnmower? And they'd go, yeah, well, yeah, but you don't have a lawn. You live in an apartment. Oh, no, but just kind of borrow your lawnmower anyway.
I want to sell it on eBay.
That would be it, yeah. Yeah, no, no, I'm not going to use it.
No, I'm just going to take pictures of it.
I just want to have it because it belongs to you, but... Oh, I want to have it. Yeah, so I'm just going to launch it for a lend of it.
I'm putting some shit together for eBay and I was just thinking your lawnmower would look great next to it.
That's fucking brilliant. But that is, mind you, the weirdness about that is it is absolutely true, isn't it? The idea of borrowing or lending in Ireland, well, outside of banks maybe, because they're fuckers about it. But anyway.
For some reason,
you don't get away with that with a bank. Like,
I can just picture
PJ going into his bank manager and saying... Bank manager saying to him, "Now, PJ, you know, when you borrowed that the $5,000, I mean, you've been missing repayments.
Yeah,
what do you mean? What do you want the back?
You're not going to be a prick about it now, are you?
This is Ireland, man.
This is Ireland.
When you gave me that $5,000, you didn't seriously expect me. I was going to have to pay it back to you.
Remember when I came in here, right? And I signed the loan form, right? And I says, can I borrow your pen? And you never saw that pen again. Right? How the fuck did you think it was going to be any different with the money? What made you think it was going to be different with the money?
Mind you, to be fair to Irish people, we tried it with the banks.
We did, yeah. Yes.
You know, I know I bought another house and all that I can't afford and everything, but, I mean, well, what did you expect?
Ireland's a mad place for that, isn't it? This is my home! I'm not leaving, you fucking bastards! Throwing me out of one of me 12 houses! Fuck off!
Yeah.
Remember that there was that case of that family up in the south side, and I remember I went off to Twitter
where they were all camping outside, all the media were camping outside,
and your man, and it was this horrible imagery of your man actually being pulled by the bailiffs, right. And he was like, "This is my home, fuck off." And I remember going onto Twitter that day and going, "I don't want to live in a country where they fucking throw people out of their
house." Outrage.
I was so upset by it.
Yeah.
I was saying, "This is like the fucking Brits now. Yeah. Come on back." They know the sensitivities Irish people have. Turns out he owned how many houses did he own? And he didn't pay back. He wasn't paying anything back.
Yeah.
And it was me.
That's
you
brilliant.
Poor L, who are you?
Poor L.
And you're fucking mountain up in the south of Dublin.
But the apartment you live in, he probably owns the building.
Yeah. And here's me, you poor little, who are you?
Ah, you poor
fucker. Oh, I'd never be duped again. Oh. And this is also a mad country now. You can buy a gaff, go into it, get a loan off it, right, whatever, you know. And this is there's a case of this going on now. Don't want to, bring it up the names or anything in case these people don't go to jail. But you can get, they actually won't. Well, they got a loan for a big gaff, big, lovely, fancy, whew, gaff in Clontarf. Lived there for 10 years for free because they went, I'm not paying the mortgage, it's too much. Too much.
And they stayed for 10 years.
And it's
years.
Written off. It's written off.
Fuck.
10 years for free.
How did they get away with it for 10 years?
I can't even get away from it. 4 fucking weeks. Every time I said to my landlord there last week, she goes, rent's going up again. I sent her one message. Is this going to happen every year? Probably, yeah, she sent back.
Probably, yeah.
I was like, what? How? Are you fucking messing? How greedy can you be?
Yeah.
How it's not sustainable. I can't just stay here giving you everything all the time.
And there's your man. Oh, your man living in having a mansion for 10 years.
10 years, never paid
that's
back
amazing.
Once.
Oh, no, that's too much. I couldn't
afford
that.
No, I'm not paying that.
Well, then you'll have to get out of the house. Don't be ridiculous. Me home.
Yeah, I will. But you can chase me out of it. It's going to take you 10 years. And I won't have to pay at first.
Oh.
You could save up for the 10 years and do it all again.
Yeah.
I know.
It is just an escalation of that thing, of borrowing. It's like, give us a lend of a fiver, will you? I need to nip in and get me lunch or whatever. And you'll never see the fiver again.
Never.
And woe betide if you turn around and go, remember that fiver I gave you on Tuesday? Have you got, can I... Yes, stingy prick.
Jesus Christ.
You're actually asking me in front of people. Yeah. You're asking me.
And then people are going, Jim, right? Fucking Jim, why do you hear this? And you're in the bag going, right, a fiver, man. A fiver.
Nothing. It's nothing.
It was like fucking 3 months ago. and he still remembers. He still remembers it. What a scabby bastard. Everyone forgets. Yeah. You gave them the fucking thing.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant.
The lad who took it off you, he's a hero.
He's a hero.
He's the victim of it.
Of course, I didn't pay him back. I couldn't remember. And then there he is. You ever got a fiver, did you?
You know, it is €5.
The other classic is, you know the way you get serial borrowers?
Mm.
You know, everybody has one of those.
We all know them, yeah.
There's always somebody who just, you know, sorry, you wouldn't give us an end of it.
Thankfully, I know one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you get, there's them. And then the weird thing about it is, so you, for ages and ages, you're going, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you go along with it. I don't know why. Because you're related to them. It's always some wanker you have a fucking blood relation with.
And then the one time, right? The one time you turn around and go, I don't have it, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't have it, you know?
Yeah. And what am I going to do?
Oh, what a prick he is.
Jesus, I'm really
stuck. Wouldn't believe. I asked him for a lend of a fiver. The scabby.
Yeah, it was like 50 quid. And I know he has it.
I know he has.
Because he always gives it to me. I know when he gets paid, so that's exactly when I ask him for the money. And then he won't give it to me. Jesus Christ, I swear Jim is getting, he's turned into a right cunt. He used to be sound. Last month when he was giving me money I didn't deserve.
It's true.
He was lovely fella.
It's like you say, what's that, well, your favourite
expression? No good deed goes unpunished.
That's the one. And the thing about it is, you'll do it for ages and ages and ages. I'll tell you the other one that you'll identify with as well. Charity stuff.
Yeah.
It's a charity, it's for hedgehogs who have been displaced.
They're blind hedgehogs with wooden legs.
And so would you do, like, it's a charity night, you just need somebody to MC this or to do a stint on this. And you keep saying yes to people all the time. And one time you say, actually, look, to be honest with you, if you don't mind, I won't. I tell you, I haven't been off.
I'm up to me arse in charity. I have a lot going on. I just want one weekend to myself. I'm so sorry.
The one time you say no. Do you know something about that PJ Gallagher fella?
Yeah.
He wouldn't give you the steam off his piss.
And did you tell him
about a couple of hours.
Jeez.
For the fucking blind hedgehogs who have been displaced.
And did you tell him about the hedgehog with AIDS? I did, yeah. And did he care? He didn't seem
give
to.
A toss.
He says, I'll owe you one. Sure, he'd be fucked.
No, he was
he'd
more interested. More interested in living it up himself. Yeah. Probably a night of who knows
says
what.
He wanted a night off. Oh, God forbid. All real. Yeah.
It's great.
And I've done
it?
These charity gigs as well where you're torn up and you're like, and you're like, they make the heart bleed. They do. And it's all that. And they know animals is a soft spot for me.
Yeah.
You know, they're going, it's for them. It's for cats with wooden legs, right? And you're like, oh, jeez, the poor cats.
The poor cats.
If they fall over, they can't land on their
feet. Cats with wooden legs and woodworm.
Yeah, oh, jeez. The rings are falling off them. Oh, jeez. Right. And they go, grand. And I turn up. And then you realise, I'm the only fuckhead not getting paid.
Yeah.
The venue's getting €2,000.
The sound man is
sound man's getting
fee.
€3,000 or €400 or €500.
Yeah.
And the CEO.
The event organiser, they're taking fortunes out.
And then you Google the CEO, €170,000 a year. You fucking. And I'm here for some weasel ass cat that should have been put down.
I'd run the fucker over me.
I would have paid for the lethal injection had I known. It's terrible.
Isn't it mad?
I know, yes. There's so many. Everyone's a spoofer. And then young people who haven't reached this level of cynicism in their lives, they start going, yeah, you know me, Elfler. He's at that age. He thinks everyone's trying to fucking rob him. Yeah. They go, wait till you see.
Wait till you see. Oh, man.
Yeah, you're at that age. I still can't believe I can't go into the bank to have a row. I can't rail with the internet banking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mind you, your experience with internet banking is multi-layered. You know
it
what
is,
I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be just the frustration or you know, the frustration of not being able to vent your frustration, ironically. There's a whole lot of technical layers and all.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I mean, any bloke who goes to make a lodgement or something and ends up buying foreign currency.
No, I told you, didn't I? Oh, yeah. What Jim is trying to tell you, right, which is a very embarrassing moment, I could not, for the loving, living shite of me, work out my internet banking thing, right?
Yeah.
And I was trying to transfer from one account some money into another account, right? I just couldn't do it, right? And I was following all the instructions, I thought, right?
Yeah.
So I ring them. Can you help me out here? I'm having a nightmare. There's something wrong with your bank, is what I was saying.
Something wrong with your bank, right? But it's your entire banking.
Your bank is fucked. Your bank is broken. Yeah. And I'm trying to transfer money. And she's like, right, what do you do? Yeah, I have that there, yeah. And she goes, right. Oh, I see you here in the system, yeah. Grant, you see what I'm trying to put that there? Is it a thing? Yeah. Well, why can't I do it? Every time I do it, it blocks me. And she goes, yeah, okay. And what currency is it you're trying to change it into? I was like, what? She was like, yeah, you're in currency change-off. I was like, what? No, you're not going into different accounts. You're changing it from one country to the other. What currency was it you were looking for? Huh? Ireland currency, please. I'll have Irish euros if you don't mind. Oh my God.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was one of the most embarrassing. Oh. And then I could tell she realised, you know, yeah. Was that not? No, I'm happy to keep it in euros. I just want it in this fucking account.
It's like, I have to tell you, man. I was, the way Andy Bad News is a great man for an analogy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the way he always comes out, and we're always slanging about, like, if you have a boat, right, and the boat is in the middle of the, or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was talking to him yesterday, right? And he was doing this thing. It was a proper conversation. And it was about roles on the show, you know? The roles that we fulfill in the show.
Oh, yeah. Know your place.
And he's saying, like, you know, think of an airline, right? And, I'm Michael O'Leary. He says about himself, which is a bad start, really. Like, literally the man with, like, one of the worst labour relations fucking...
Yeah, yeah. I'm Michael O'Leary, right? I start fights with everybody. Right? We'll go from there. That's the start point.
He says, you're my pilot, right? Like, he only has one. Yeah. You're my pilot, right? I rely on you to get people where they have to go. That's your role, right? And then, say, Mike is like... Say, like, air traffic control, right? So he's you know, kind of giving directions and sort of watching out and big picture and all that. Do you know what I mean? And then you've got that other fucking Egypt. Down the back of the plane, showing his cock to the air hostesses and handing out peanuts.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. He's fucking... Oh, the man should be on the show.
I was expecting to be called expensive hand baggage. I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming at all.
Down the back of the plane showing his cock to the air hostesses.
I handed out peanuts. Oh, my God. What a slight of me character. I've never shown me flu to anyone at 10,000 feet. Absolutely no. That's never happened.
It was brilliant. In fairness to him, he was doing it for comic effect.
Yeah, of course he was, yeah. But it was still a meeting that happened in the workplace. You know what I mean? There you go.
Very good.
That's one of the reasons, in fairness, why I'm never leaving this job.
I just thought it was kind of appropriate after your online banking stuff.
I can't wait till I ring the bank and go, listen, I want you to picture me as... I want you to picture my banking situation as a plane.
Right. Let's fake off and break something.
I have a bag of peanuts I need handed out.